Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain prices for today, Wednesday, January 24th. The grains closed higher with March corn up 5¾ cents at 452¼, March wheat up 14¼ cents at 610¾, and March beans up 0.75 cents at 1240¼. The wheat led the way up here today on good fund buying. There were two things supporting the wheat. First of all, the dollar closed down 36 ticks at 103.04, but that was a good 50 ticks off its lows. But we opened up higher off the lower dollar. And then the wheat soared and the dollar rallied as news of the Ukrainians shooting down a Russian airplane near the Ukrainian border. Apparently, 93 or 73 Russians were killed. Trying to look for the latest. 74 were killed on board that plane. Nobody knows what was on the plane, but at any rate, the Ukrainians don't deny they shot it down, and the Russians say they did, so it's pretty well a done deal. Now, that spooked the wheat market. Funds started covering some of their short positions, which they had done a little bit earlier in the week as well. I've got them short 44,000 contracts of wheat now. And if they're really concerned about this Russian plane getting shot down, we could see some more short covering out here. Technically, it was a good close in the wheat market. We closed over the 10, 20, 50, and 100-day moving averages. Now, is this just a one-day deal out here? We've seen plenty of times where there's been bullish war news out of Ukraine or Russia. We react positively, and then the next day, we start giving it back, and we're lower within a week or so. So I'm not sure I want to hang my hat on this, but at least it's, you know, something positive out here. Corn market basically followed the wheat market all day. Again, the lower dollar helped the corn market. The weather in Argentina is getting hot and dry again. We're talking about 90s to 100s. There is some rain in the 10 to 14 day forecast, but in between now and then, that could do some damage. The beans were the weak link all day. Did close up 0.75 cents. The meal was up 2.20. The oil was down 89 ticks, pretty much on its lows. That was the drag on the bean market here today. The July-November spread closed down 2¾ cents. Got down to 39 and changed the other day. I'm hoping that holds in here. If not, you know, we could see the spread go back to even money out here. I think the corn was also supported by the farm futures, acreage number being down 1.8 million acres. And I think the beans were under a little pressure with the beans up 1.4 million acres. Export sales tomorrow, they're looking for 450 on the wheat, just over a million metric tons on the corn, and 950 on the beans. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.